fighting for America.
The media market personality Marconi goes to Kevin Miller, KIDOAM, Boise, Idaho.
Fighting for Idaho.
I just want to say to all of you, thank you for believing in radio and local radio. I want to thank Town Square Media. I want to thank Kevin Godwin. I want to thank all my listeners.
Fighting for you.
But in reality, this award is about all of you that believe in radio, that believe in touching people's lives. God bless you all. Thank you.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And we care about our community. Certainly we care about our friends, our contributors. And if you'd like to join us, coming up this Friday, we'll be at Chick-fil-A. That is Chick-fil-A on Eagle Road. We hopefully will see you there from 5 to 9. I want to thank Brad and Amy for having us out there. And we'll be celebrating, of course, the big Marconi win, being recognized as the best in the nation, and 5 years of waking up together each and every morning. Joining us now is the husband of one of our contributors, Jim Alma, the anti-fracker or the fractivist husband, whichever name that you would like to label her with. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. Thank you so much, as always, for allowing me to have a voice on your show.
Well, we're with you every step of the way. What's the latest with your wife?
Well, Alma's still in jail. What we did yesterday is that we had some friends on the ground there in Payette County, and they posted a docket, I guess, around 9:30. There was a blank spot on there. There were, you know, several names on there, Raymond and Raymond and Raymond. There was a blank spot on there, no name at all. And it said for, let's see here, appointment. And you know, we were kind of curious about that. And they looked at it, and I guess that was Alma's spot, and it was supposed to be about 1:29, and there was another arraignment at 1:30. So anyhow, we went in the courtroom. We sat in there and watched person by person go through. It ended, and that was it. We were going, what's going on? So we went to the clerk's office, and apparently she was arraigned in a special room instead of the open court, which I thought was kind of unusual. We didn't know about it. When Alma was taken out of
is this like China?
I don't know. I don't know what the logic's behind that. I'm not going to make judgment on it, but it doesn't seem. I don't know why she could have been in the open court. When she came out, she was escorted by three armed Payette County sheriffs, and when my daughter, who you know, they're very close with. She's very close with her mom. Saw her, and, you know, I have to admit, she was a little excited, and she walked over pretty quick. She wanted to give her mom a hug. She was restrained by two Payette County sheriffs and was escorted forcibly outside of the door and told that if she came back in, she would be arrested for trespassing. My daughter does have bruises on both of her arms right now, and she weighs a whopping 115 pounds wet. So, anyhow, so on Friday when we were down there, and the same thing happened, we sat in there, there was the mic wasn't working for the judge, so they brought the prisoners out into the courtroom itself, and there was five prisoners that came out with one lady sheriff. So I don't know why my wife needs three armed sheriffs to escort her into there, but it just this whole thing is just getting a little out of hand. And the kicker is that we did look at the repository, and we saw it was for a arraignment. So we just raced on down there. After we went to the clerk's office, we found out that Mr. Bert Olson is the one that's going to be prosecuting her. Mr. Bert Olson is the attorney for the Payette County Planning and Zoning. He was the one that was sitting in the chair. If you see the video at Free Alma Hasse, that's H-A-S-S-E, on Facebook, he was the one that gave the nod to have Alma arrested. So this is, I think that's kind of not right either. So that's what's happening.
Well, we're sorry about this, Jim. So we've had the Boise Weekly pick up the story now. We have all the great news stations, I think they're down at the Ada County Courthouse covering something today. Mm-hmm. But here you have a person that spoke out in a public meeting who, I guess, so she was arraigned, no bond could be posted because it was a secret meeting? What's that about?
Oh, well, there was a bond posted originally for $600, but because Alma is protesting and not performing what she needs to do to be booked, we cannot get her out on bond. Since this arraignment, now her bond's been posted to $10,000.
So, what?
Yes, sir. Now her bond is $10,000.
$10,000. Any reason for that? Because she wouldn't give them her name, even though they know
she's remaining the right. She's practicing her Miranda rights, her rights under the Constitution to be silent, and she's in protest for what is happening here in Paya County. And this let me for the people to know this is not about oil and gas. This is about unethical business practices. This is also about politicians who vote for their interest instead of the interest of the people who voted them in. This is not about a left thing or a right thing. This is about constitutional rights, personal rights, property rights, and quality of life for our children. My wife has now fasted for 7 days and is refusing food in jail. She wants this to be brought up to the attention. I'm hoping, I really do appreciate the Boise Weekly and the Argus Observer. And if there's a paper out there that I missed, I do apologize. I really would like to see the local media outlet to address this issue. I understand today is a big media day, but there's tomorrow.
Well, look, I'm going to tell you. First of all, and I'll include myself in this, people in the media, they're bottom feeders. They give you the phony sincerity. All they care about is the story. We're seeing their incompetency, Jim, by not covering this story. It's been on this station. If they have a brain in their head, they would have figured this out, number one. Number two, the fact that you have a wife, a mother, a grandmother being held a $10,000 bond, that her daughter comes up and the Ada County deputies push her away.
Payette County.
and threaten her with arrest. And that we have nothing on this is an embarrassment to the media in the Treasure Valley.
And then we have the prosecuting attorney, the same attorney that ordered her arrest and also gives legal counsel to Payette County Planning and Z, who Alma's been the thorn in their side for over 3 years.
Well, where do you go from here?
Well, traction's picking up. First of all, I want to thank everybody out there for support. And by the way, for that gentleman who held that sign in front of the Capitol yesterday, Free Alma, that was in the Boise Weekly, I wanted to personally thank you very much for
You know who that was? That was Liberal Steve.
Oh, was that? Well, thank you, Liberal Steve.
No, that was Liberal Steve because he he was texting me the blow by blow. But I that was Liberal Steve that did
okay.
that.
Okay, well, thank you, Liberal Steve. I do appreciate that. We're getting a lot of support. I think, she will be getting some legal aid here. That's kind of being worked out very well right now. There's a lot of press going out that's reaching further now, but we really want to break this. And, you know, this is not about Payette County either. The reason why Alma's doing this is for all Idahoans. She's the type of person that she's not the type of person that this is in my backyard, so I'm going to fight it. She is truly looking for the best interest of all. We are putting our necks on the line. We can, the way I look at it, if you work from your heart and you do the right thing, it doesn't matter. If we lose our farm and live in an apartment after this comes down to that, you know what? We can go to bed knowing that we made a difference.
Those are tough words.
Well, that's from my heart, and I tell you, that's like double from my wife's heart.
Well, Jim, let's get back to this here at 580KIDO. So now you need $1,000 to get her out?
That's what it would take, but she would have to cooperate with the booking process, as I understand it, to be able to be eligible to be bonded out. It's the same thing, like she's not able to have visitation because she hasn't cooperated with the booking process, but she's doing that in protest.
Well, let me hit you with the other side of the equation here. And by the way, I think you'll get more national coverage before you get local coverage on this because people nationally are picking up the story. And I know a lot of folks on Facebook are asking the ACLU of Idaho to pick this up. I would think that would be a no-brainer for them.
Mm-hmm.
Have you talked to them at all?
Yes, yes. And let me say that the ACLU has been in contact with my wife, I think probably three or four times now. It's just a matter of just getting ducks in order, I believe. So I do thank them for getting involved in this. So, and I do thank everybody who did contact the ACLU in behalf of Alma and showing a growing of support for what she's doing.
580KIDO, as we continue on here, okay, let me play devil's advocate with you. Mm-hmm. Your wife has made her point. She's embarrassed these people because who wants to say, yes, I proudly put away a grandmother, I proudly put away a wife, I proudly put away a mother? Nobody wants to be involved in that. Why not give her name and get out and continue the fight through civil litigation for the obvious violations of her constitutional rights? Why not get out, Jim?
Yeah, exactly. You know, I encourage if anybody who wants to make a difference as well, and I know there's a lot of great Idahoans out there, to go ahead and give the Payette County Sheriff, so just, you know, let Alma out, drop the charges. This is ridiculous. Also, Mr. Bert Osborne, who is the prosecuting attorney, I would appreciate it if you guys give him a call as well. And, you know, let's just end this thing. I love being on your show. You're a huge advocate for the community. But let's make it so we're talking about something else, making this place better. Let's make Alma suffering worth something.
I'm with you. But again, and you've learned well, you've kind of ducked my question on that. Why not
be a politician, huh?
Yeah. You know, you and your wife would make a good pair. But in the next time, you definitely have to come in and join her when she's here at 580KIDO. But why not just say, okay, I'm going to be booked, I get out, and then she moves on to suing the county for her obvious violations of her constitutional rights? Why not just, she made her point, end her suffering both internally and with the hunger strike and move on?
Well, she really wants to make sure that we get a lot of coverage. She needs media. She needs us out. What happened in the past is that with Monty Pierce, he signed a lot of gas and oil leases, but he was voting on a lot of regulation. And then it broke the news nationally. And then what happened is that our representatives met for an ethics committee looking at ethics laws, and then it disappeared. So we have one of the loosest ethic laws for our politicians in just about any state around. And guess who wrote it? So, you know, if you're going to be a civil servant and you're voted into your position, you really should look for your constituents' best interests and be held accountable. And that's with everybody in life, and not for things that are not in our interest.
580KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. Jim, anything else that you would share with us? And even though we're at the schools tomorrow, we want to have you on because, you know, we're with you every step of the way. I admire you. I admire your wife. And your words, once again, that if you lose everything, this is worth it. Why?
Why? You know, physical possessions are nice, but knowing that you made a difference is better.
Well, that seems to be lost on a lot of folks today.
Well, you know, it takes a few people like Alma to make a difference.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead, sir.
Well, what's next then? Where do we go from here?
Well, what's next is, you know, let's hope that we get some press. I'd like to have everybody please, please go to on the Facebook page to Free Alma Hasse, Hasse. And the video of her arrest and what transpires before is pinned at the very top. Please don't accept just what I'm saying. Please watch that video and make your own opinion. And if you feel that really this is way too much for what was done, then, you know, please let us know and help join the fight. We could all make a difference together.
Can you email me a couple more photos? Because I'd like to actually use photos of Alma as opposed to file photos.
Yeah, I saw the comments.
Yeah, just Kevin at KIDOAM.com. That would be great. And do I have your permission to use those photos when you send them to me?
Yes, sir, you absolutely do. Thank you.
You know, another thing you might want to do is you might just want to have to call the local TV stations or just send them an email and say, look, my wife is this, this, and this. Now, here's the other thing. And Jim, I'll tell you this, and I've told this to your wife. I don't know how much longer I'm going to be here. People say, oh, Kevin, blah, blah, blah. There are powerful interests that one day you're here, the next day you're gone. And this could be the powerful interests that control the media saying, don't touch this story. I could see that happening.
Yeah, you never know. You never know. But if you, if you don't make a movement, then things don't happen.
No, I'm with you. But I would urge you to... You're going to have to contact them and do their job for them. And then when you contact them and they still don't do anything, then that might be big oil has bought them off.
All right. I will make that on my list.
I'm sorry. You would think that, it's a news story. In fact, I through one of my sources, heard about this actually Friday morning before it even became public, but I had to make sure it was legit. If you notice, I was trying to contact your wife, and then you responded to my contacts. But because I wanted to authenticate it. But this is something that shouldn't happen anywhere, and it's happening in Idaho. The ACLU, John Bujak, have talked to your wife, but you haven't yet.
No, I still have not been able to talk to my wife. I've been tempted right there in the lobby.
What, to get thrown in jail too?
No, I can't do that. I have to be effective out here.
Sure.
But, you could hear people on the other side of the block wall just to yell, Alma, I love you, and then, I guess, run.
Now, how did she look when you saw her?
So I didn't see her. That was actually my daughter that saw her.
Right, so you weren't there.
No, and I regret not being there. It was my chance to see my wife. I miss hugging and kissing her every night, and my granddaughter misses her, not talking to her on the phone, and she doesn't understand why G-Maw's not there.
Well, we need to bring G-Maw home, and, maybe it's time that we took a drive out to your place, and maybe they'll arrest all of us. It'll be a...
Hey, it's a bed and food, and I think no taxes, right?
Yes. Well, Jim, please stay on the line. We'll schedule you tomorrow, probably in the 7 o'clock hour. We'll move around our school folks, but we want to make sure. And please contact me on Facebook, as you have, for any more information. And the email, again, is kevin@kidealam.com for those pictures.
Thank you, Kevin. I really appreciate you.
God bless. And it's people like you that keep freedom going. Please hang on the line, and Ray will talk to you. Take care, Jim.
Thank you.
All right, 6:22, Kevin Miller in the morning here at 580 KIDO. Your thoughts on the latest about Alma, 580-5436. Let's get you to traffic now.
Back weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Point of order, if somebody's going to accuse me of giving bad information, I would like a name. I'm not leaving.
There you have it, our friend Alma, before she was thrown in the jail. Kevin Miller in the morning here at 580 KIDO. Your break from the constant coverage from the Ada County Courthouse, where people are gathering, actually nobody's gathering there, but the news media, on the big gay marriage celebration today. Cue up Chaka Khan, I'm Every Woman, y'all. So we will talk a little bit about that. Everyone else will ignore last night's governor's debate on television. We aren't. We're embracing it. And if you would like to give us a vote, or not us, but your candidate a vote, you can choose from A.J. Belukoff, Steve Pankey, the Constitutional Party guy, Governor Otter. And then you can choose from The Voice or The Sons of Anarchy. Now, it's interesting that how we diminish... And I'm going to get a little heady with you here, and it goes against everything in broadcast. Everything now should be about light and entertainment and feel-good stuff. But how challenged we are in this medium, Idaho's first radio station, where there are no teams, there are no this, it is you and I, it is the ultimate form of acceptance and rejection, and I sure know about that. That we have candidates for the governor's office. We have the congressional candidates opining about a national show that does not impact our lives at all. And on the other hand, we have a young lady, a mother, a wife, a grandmother, who is willing to stay in jail to exercise her rights. What is it, the Fifth Amendment, Alan L. Morton, attorney at law? her right to remain silent, her right against self-incrimination, on a hunger strike. And not one major media outlet has covered it. We've been on this case from the very beginning, and we will continue to be, because this is the difference between local radio that cares, that started off in the 20s with this station, and the homogenized gobbledygook that we get everywhere else. And even if you don't care, cover the story. You tell me, brothers and sisters, what is more important to you? Somebody outside the Ada County Courthouse promoting an agenda that most folks still in Idaho disagree with, or a woman held without bond in the Payette County Jail for speaking? 580-5436, 580-KIDO. That's what we're up against. And we could play the Chris Troupas clip about your sports and everything else, but I'm sure there were many people upset about their primetime candy being taken away. We should all be grilling these candidates. Because if we don't, there'll be less and less respect for us, and there'll be less and less response to the voters. It will be big business, big money. And I'm beginning to wonder if it's not big business and big money that's behind Alma being in jail and the media blackout, and how much longer we'll be able to talk about it. That's the world we live in today. No, we're not Alex Jones in the morning. It's what's happening. 580-5436. Again, we pride ourselves on telling you the truth, being transparent. And quite frankly, we can talk about gay marriage versus natural marriage versus traditional marriage all morning long. But when we have a wife, a mother, a grandmother in jail, being escorted by the armed deputies, her daughter, according to her husband, pushed away, she has bruises, this is not Idaho. And if we allow this to happen with the media blackout, then we're complicit. Hey, who would have thought Liberal Steve would have done something right? Props to him. Kevin Miller, 580-KIDO.
Marriage.
Today I don't have to go to jail. Today, I can marry the person I love and I commit my life to.
It's not a big deal to me. Some of the happiest people I know are gay.
We're going to have a big gay farmer's market wedding.
Making sense of a senseless world. Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And as the media continues to cover that issue, we continue to take up the plight of Alma the Anti-Fracker, Free Alma on Facebook. We'll continue to cover that, by the way. Who won last night's debate? Did you watch it, or did you tune into the Sons of Anarchy? That is the blog question at 580kido.com right now. Governor Otter in the lead, followed by A.J. Belukoff and Steve Pankey. Let's go back to the phones. And we start with Elaine in Caldwell at 580KIDO. Good morning, Elaine.
Good morning. I can't believe I'm up at 6:30 calling in on the radio show. I should be getting some more Z's right now.
God bless you.
Anyway, I wanted to talk on both issues, on the Alma situation and the debate. Regarding Alma, I have to give that lady a lot of credit. I have to admit, I don't know a lot of the facts, and I'm not from this area, so I don't really know a lot about Idaho politics. But I would say, I would encourage her at least to eat. I don't think that really, does anything positive by her not eating and possibly dying from malnutrition or whatever. I just don't see how that helps her cause.
I would agree with you, and then it's almost to a point now, okay, she's made her point, why doesn't she get out?
Yeah, now if I was going to be hanging around for a while, I would go down to the courthouse and carry a sign. Like I said, I don't know all the particulars. I'm not real familiar with this area. I'm originally from California. But all I can say is, the talk radio has sure changed. In the short time that I've been in this state, I've heard nothing but about a dog bite who bit a policeman in a cul-de-sac in Meridian 3 years ago. That was the talk.
I remember that story,
for
yes.
It was like going on for weeks because there was nothing else to talk about.
Well, you live in a place where there's not a lot going on.
Not a lot going on. I'm out in the boonies and I have no internet. So anyway, to make a long story short, I can't believe here in Idaho. That's one of the reasons I came here. It's gone from the dog bite to a grandmother in jail for whatever. I just don't understand that. I just don't understand that. I guess it's a sign of the times. I hate to say it. I have to commend her for believing that deeply in her cause, but I think that she could do more good if she ate and got the heck out of there. They'd probably just be happy if she did. Maybe she'd go away then.
No, I don't think she's going away. What about the governor's debate?
Oh, the governor's debate. Talk about painful. I don't even know what time I turned the TV on, but I saw it, so I thought, well, I'll watch a little bit of it. I could only take about 3 minutes worth because the question they asked him was, how are you going to get the Idahoans to turn out to vote? And they all seemed like they had their talking points, and they went off on some other rabbit trail that had nothing to do with the question, and I'm like, oh, my goodness. I've seen better answers on the Miss America contest. You know, talking, we might as well give them the world peace question. It was painful. So they reminded me that The Voice was on, and I can't stand that show. So I flipped it over to HGTV for a while. And then I thought, well, maybe it'll get better. I'll flip it back and see what they're talking about. And they were asking them about the gay rights marriage issue. And it was pretty poor. Governor Otto just said, it's not dead. We're gonna hope for Louisiana. I'm like, oh my goodness. Why didn't he get a backbone? All I can say is I wouldn't vote for any of those guys. Buffoon A, B, and C. Maybe Boise State should start a course how to be governor or something, or how to be a politician. I think the newscast women that you've got out here and you for sure have more common sense than those guys. They couldn't even answer the questions. In fact, they were bringing up, people should watch, could be watching The Voice.
I thought that was insulting. I thought that was insulting to the viewers that they kept bringing up The Voice.
Yeah. Are you kidding me? Well, like I said, I can't stand The Voice, so I flipped over to see if it was on, and whatever time I was watching this debate, it wasn't on. So I watched HGTV for a while. I thought, no, I'd better see what's going on around here. So I flipped it back. I was in shock. I've seen better debates in sixth grade programs than in elementary school. It was pathetic.
Elaine, thank you for that uplifting phone call today.
I wish it could be more uplifting, but I just was very pretty much worried. So I guess obviously these people have some people that do have some money and do have some ultimate agendas behind it, because boy, even Otto, he didn't even look gubernatorial at all. He looked.
Did
like
you say
this.
Otto?
Oh.
All right. Well, I gotta go sweetheart.
Otter, whatever his name is, he might as well be Otto. He just looked like a buffoon. I'm sorry. That's my impression.
All right, Elaine. Thank you for the call.
Bye.
Bye. Gene and Cuna at 580 KIDO with Kevin Miller in the morning.
Good morning, my brother. I have to agree with that lady. God bless her. I watched about a minute of it, and I couldn't take any more. So I must admit, I started watching NCIS, and then I took my nap before I had to go to work. it's very painful when the governor can't even answer a question without sidestepping four or five steps. I got a good remedy for this. Why don't we give Governor Otter some boxing gloves and Mr. Blue Call some boxing gloves, put him in a ring, let him duke it out for a while, and let the best man win, and maybe we can make some sense out of all of it then. But getting back to Alma, I cannot believe that, even though she spoke out of turn, well, who cares? And, they're making accusations against her that her information's bad. Her information is better than most anybody's that I've ever seen. And you, with your truth and wisdom. And Alma is just trying to do the right thing by the people of the state of Idaho. My heavens, let the people of the state of Idaho come to this lady's rescue and get her out of that place. And the sheriff that took part in this nonsense, well, maybe he ought to be fired and put somebody in there that has some common sense at least, because they could have at least just escorted her out of the courtroom and then just said, now look, you sit here, cool off for a while, and then we'll go back and we'll try again. No, they got to be all big and bad and everything like they love to be, and, you know, gun-toting, badge-wearing cowboys pretty much, and throw a mother and a grandmother and a lovely wife in jail for just being outspoken about her beliefs. And, you know, what's this, Kevin? Are you and I going to go in the same place? Because we tell the truth and we try to get folks to say, yeah, hey, this is the truth. You know, whether you like it or not, the truth is offensive. But, you know, a sharp knife, it cuts the quickest, it hurts the least. So, anyway, my brother, you have a blessed day. I'll talk to you soon.
Gene, thank you for the call. We go to Linda in Emmett. First, Alma, could Linda be going to the pokey? Good morning, Linda.
No, I hope I'm not going to the pokey. This whole thing makes me so angry. What they could have done was, like Gene said, you know, escort her out of the room, and that would have been the end of it. But it sounds like we're living in a Gestapo state when sheriffs can escort somebody out, arrest them, and throw them in jail and not allow the family or anybody else to see her or talk to her. This is really heavy-handed law enforcement. And if this is what's to come, this is scary. This is really scary.
Oh, I would agree with you on that. And here's the fun. I don't know which is scarier, that we have the fact that Alma is in jail, or that Liberal Steve has gotten publicity out of it from the Boise Weekly and basically echoing what we've talked about on this show, going, this isn't right. Alma's a grandmother. And I'm going, is that sincere, Liberal Steve? I mean, you should see this thing in the Boise Weekly.
Oh, God. Well,
I mean, he didn't even go to pay it. He just went down to the state house.
Yeah, I wonder. I don't know whether to pat Steve on the back or you know.
I don't know about that. He is unique, but. I guess, are you coming out to see us on Friday?
I am going to try and get there.
Well, if you're not there, you'll be there in spirit, as I'm having some chicken strips.
Yes.
Linda, take care.
You too, Kevin. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you for starting your day with us. Kevin Miller in the Morning coming up. The debate gets heated last night, allegedly over gay marriage. We'll talk a little bit about that. But, again, it's a shame when we have Liberal Steve, the only person sticking up for Alma, and the Boise Weekly picks up the story. More on that in a minute. It is 6:50. Kevin Miller in the Morning, 580 KIDO. Time for traffic.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now back to Kevin Miller, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Let's go to Gary in Star at 580 KIDO. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning to you, Kevin. I was just going to say, you know, you keep saying it's a shame that Liberal Steve's the only one getting it right in the Boise Weekly. And I know, do you look at it in reverse and say, why is it the only one supposedly getting it right are the liberals, a liberal publication, and Liberal Steve? I mean, I split my time. I'm a retired petroleum engineer from the oil and gas industry. Split my time. I've got a home up in Hayden. I have one down here. So I don't hear you all the time, but I've heard Alma enough spreading her misguided propaganda about fracking, and I think a lot of your audience is smart enough to figure that out. And you can have her husband on for a 20-minute propaganda session, and then you're proselytizing for 10 minutes afterwards. And, yeah, you'll win a few converts in the low-information group, but Have you thought about it? Most of the conservatives around here don't care. There's 625,000 people in the Treasure Valley. I think yesterday you said the pre-Alma Facebook was up to 51 likes.
251.
I don't think too many people care.
Nobody cares that if you express yourself that you're arrested and held. Nobody cares. Well, then good. Enjoy your houses, Gary. Enjoy your life and have fun. Don't care about your fellow man. Don't care about stepping up to society. You're right.
Well, Kevin, would you close me out on this? Would you please tell us another 100 times that Alma's a wife, mother, and grandmother?
Well, thanks for listening. And there you have it. There you have it. Well, maybe Gary's right. Maybe it's time to just check your 401k or go buy another house, Gary. Good luck to you. 658-580-KIDO, time for traffic. Good morning. 659, Kevin Miller in the morning, and I wish we had more time for Gary on that one. Maybe he's right. Maybe we should just, and Ray, I'll go out cold on this, maybe we should just sit back and say, well, Alma's crazy. There are 500,000 people here in the Treasure Valley, and we should just let the authorities deal with her and her husband, and let's talk about real estate values. Let's talk about the stock markets. Let's talk about conservatives. That sounds good to me. Yeah, and then we'd be like everybody else. I think it's inherently wrong, whether you're liberal or conservative, that you arrest someone based on free speech. If you don't have a problem with that,
serving Marine.